I hear what you're saying, and I follow your arguments, but you're wrong. Here's Why by Ian Wolf.
Astrid Zeman is a cognitive scientist researching into ways to fool computer vision with optical illusions. Astrid spoke at the Nerd Night Sydney event at the Cafe Lounge about her adventures with the RoboCup Rally, where she programmed four-legged robots to play soccer. I caught up with her in the noisy crowd after the talk.
So Astrid, you're doing a PhD in cognitive science?
Yes.
And the robots are still connected to your work?
Kind of. Well, not quite. I'm no longer working with hardware and robotics, but I look at artificial neural networks and I look at trying to, get computers to emulate what our brain does, especially in how we recognize objects. So I look at models, computational models of visual object recognition. So these are models that try to copy the visual ventral stream from areas V1, V2, V4 up to AIT, and this idea of this simple and complex cell architecture that can aid us in recognizing objects in all sorts of scenarios. So we're able to seamlessly recognize objects under so many different scenarios. When objects are occluded or they change in angle or in lighting, we still recognize objects as being the same. And we just do this automatically. And so I'm interested in trying to copy this in a computer. And then conversely, not only see how, try to emulate how well we're able to recognize objects, but also look at when our vision doesn't go as perfectly as we expect it to be. So, say for instance, this is most obvious when we have visual illusions, when we see things that might be incorrect in the real world. And so I'm interested in modeling illusions in that computer network.
Right. That's awesome.
That's
so
a long description.
Yes. So you're looking at how illusions affect our visual systems and try to reproduce that in neural networks and computer vision.
Yes, I'm interested in reproducing illusions in a computer network to figure out what causes them.
Right.
So how is it? I guess it comes down to the core question: how much is it a product of our environment versus neural computation?
Yes.
Yes.
And what sort of illusions are you interested in?
Well, so far I'm trying to go back to just pure line length illusions, so geometrical illusions, and now I'm going to start working in models that feedback illusions that that might be three-dimensional bistable percepts that require feedback.
Wow. And you got into this through, you were talking earlier that you started out developing algorithms for the RoboCup.
Yep.
For competing robots.
Yeah.
The locomotion end of things?
I guess I started off in locomotion, in robotics, and now my work is more to do with vision. So in the robotics competition, because you have so many frames a second, you have to process it very fast. It's onboard processing. So the algorithms are, I guess, quite crude in comparison with models that can take as long as you want for them to train and so on. And the hope is that when our computing power increases and we've got much more speed at our disposal, that potentially these algorithms could then run in real time.
Right. And is your upcoming trip related to your research?
Yes, it is. I'll be spending 6 months in the cognitive neuroscience group at the UVA, which is the University of Amsterdam. Part of a scholarship with the Endeavour Award offered by the Australian Government. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm really excited to be going, and I'll be spending time with Assistant Professor Sene Gebreib and Associate Professor H. Stephen Schmalter. They do visual object recognition models in both a computer science setting as well as a cognitive neuroscience setting. So I really love that interdisciplinary aspect and the cross section between these two fields.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, if we wanted to look up, do you have a web page at UTS or something we could look up for your research?
Right. I'm doing my PhD now at Macquarie University.
Macquarie.
Yes. So I've got a Macquarie University page. I guess I have academia.edu, Google Plus. I'm on a few different
So we just basically
networks.
Put your name in and we'll find you.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, Astrid, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Cheers.
That was Astrid Zeman speaking to me about improving computer vision by understanding how human brains are fooled by optical illusions.
If you'd like to hear more stories, then check the website www.hereswhy.tk and follow me on Twitter @IanWolfe.